Please welcome Grand Marshal of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Generalissimo Kim Jong-il.
Comrades, for the Juche idea and for the sake of the proletariat, I should not be thrown out of this balloon. In my 17 years as the dear leader, I have brought about greater change than the imperialist Western aggressor, Barack Obama. What makes me so great? For medical research and civil engineering purposes, I have constructed nuclear research facilities on par with those of the Soviet Union, whilst the capitalist dogs have been concerning themselves with FaceTube and Google. I provided on-the-spot field guidance to our victorious World Cup team. What other country can boast a 30-0 victory over Brazil? My sporting feats, and most notably as the world's best golfer, have inspired the nation to take up sport and beat the West. I will now hand over to the Ambassador of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea in the UK, Pete Wilson.
Hello. Our country reigns supreme, and it's all due to one man, Eternal Leader Kim Jong-il. His birth was a magical day. A double rainbow was present in the sky, and new stars appeared in the heavens. Now, Kim Jong-il is a leader. He has many qualities to him, which I think, therefore, he should not be thrown out the balloon. He has a high attention to detail. In his kitchens, he makes the cooks specifically get tiny pieces of rice, which are exactly circular to his specific detail. And therefore, I think this shows that how much he cares, not just about details, but about his people. He's a strong-willed character. He has never given in, never, the ways of the Western imperialists. An example, our nuclear research. The West has continually nagged us over our supposedly terrible nuclear research, which potentially is for arms purposes, but it doesn't matter. He has never given in and stayed strong. And this shows he's also a skilled negotiator. Often he gets what he wants by holding out and being willing to make the more aggressive move. For example, but not just this. Don't think Kim Jong is solely will never negotiate in terms of. He will occasionally make concessions. For example, in recent years, he has agreed to slightly reduce our nuclear arms in terms of giving food to his people, which again just shows how much he is willing to give up. Finally, we must tackle the issue of our military power. North Korea, our country, under the Songun policy, has had the fourth largest standing army in the world. We are unstoppable, frankly. Lastly, our world influence. We've gone from being a small eastern nation to a country famous throughout the world. We have a big influence, and this is all due to one man, Kim Jong-un. And lastly, I want to tackle the purpose of the balloon itself. The balloon is not for theorists, not for idealists. It is for leaders. It's for a man who can make decisive action, a man who can negotiate, can decide what is the next move. That man is Kim Jong-il.